Happy birthday to the Texas A&M School of Veterinary Medicine, certainly a shining star at the school. And it's been shining now for 100 years. They'll be celebrating that in December, but really we should celebrate the vet school every day for how it represents A&M and our community. Dr. Eleanor Green is the Dean of the School of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Science. She's proud to boast that of the 30 vet schools in the country, Texas A&M ranks number six in the world.
This was the first time in history that veterinary schools were ranked internationally, and we were ranked third in the nation and sixth in the world. We're really pleased about that because the two ahead of us were University of California at Davis and Cornell, both of them very good schools. And so we're pleased about the ranking that we have and the prospects of going up.
I recently heard Dr. Green speak, and she touched on so many facets of the vet school at Texas A&M, everything they do. I was amazed. I was blown away at how it's not just animals that benefit from the vet school, but it's human beings too. For example, their goat farm and the milk that's produced and how it helps. Listen to this.
We have worked with some goats, and what we've done is that when a child would drink that goat milk, it would protect them from malaria. And just think how wonderful that would be. First of all, it would be easy to get that to the children in need. It would be affordable for them, much more affordable than a vaccine. It would be much easier to get to them than trying to round up children and vaccinate them. So it's one of the novel things that we have that we would fall under the One Health concept. One Health meaning the intersection of animal and human and environmental health.
Did you know that some 75% of veterinarians are female?
It was not very long ago. Certainly when I got in, there were very few women in veterinary medicine, and it's gradually evolved to where it is predominantly women today. I don't know all the reasons for that. There are a lot of speculations. Number one, that women are certainly drawn to the healthcare professions, especially animals. It seems like it resembles pediatrics some, and so women are particularly drawn to that. In addition to that, women today still don't feel that they need to be the breadwinners, and so they're more likely to go for their passion and not worry as much about providing for a family, although you certainly can provide a family very well in this field. It's about 75% to 80% women today. We would really love for it to be 50-50 or 60-40. We would really love for more men to be attracted to this profession right now. The one thing I'll say about that is some people think that there's a preference given to women, that they have an edge getting in, but it's not the case. The same percentage of women are admitted, even as close as 1%, as apply. So the same percentage of men and women who apply end up being successful getting in. So men and women have the same advantage getting in.
And about 24% of veterans are minorities, like a former Auburn football player, now an Aggie.
His name is Ashton Richardson, and he's outstanding. He was the Bobby Bowden Scholar Athlete of the Year. What we feel about diversity is that diversity makes a better profession, and it reflects the population of Texas, and it provides better care for animals because there's a lot of populations of animals we're missing if we're not diverse. So we think diversity is very important. And I believe most importantly that diversity hinges on the climate. So we're trying to create a climate and a culture where everyone feels welcome. We want every single person that walks through that door, whether it's a student, faculty, staff, client, whoever it is, we want everybody who walks through that door to feel welcome, at home, and included.
Happy 100th birthday to the School of Veterinary Medicine, and thank you, Dr. Green. That is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.